Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yud. Now those people who would be bringing Bikurim would typically decorate them by hanging beautiful fruits from the rim of the baskets. Our Mishnah here in Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes is going to cite a machlokas regarding which types of fruit may be used as decoration. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas says, Me'atrin es ha-bikurim chutz mishivas haminim, that you may decorate the bikurim, the baskets of bikurim, even with fruits that are not from the shivas haminim, that even though typically these bikurim themselves can only be brought from the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, the shivas haminim, but according to Rav Shimon ben Nanas, the baskets may be decorated by other such fruits. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, ein ma'atrin es ha-bikurim ela mishivas haminim. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, that you may not decorate the bikurim with any fruits other than the shivas haminim, other than the seven species of Eretz Yisroel. And as the Mishnah Rishona points out, based on the Yerushalmi, the reason why Rabbi Akiva, who we happen to paskin like, feels this way, is because if people see baskets of bikurim with other fruits, like let's say a fancy esrog that you're using to decorate the basket and make it nice, then people are going to get confused and think, wait a second, maybe you could bring an esrog as bikurim, maybe you can bring an apple as bikurim. So you can't use other fruits, says Rabbi Akiva, to decorate the baskets, because then people are going to get confused when they see other fruits, and they're going to think that you can bring bikurim from other fruits. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yod, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Shalosh Midos Bibikurim. There are three levels and three types of bikurim. Number one, you have habikurim, the actual bikurim, the fruit that the owner designates and establishes as bikurim when he first has them grow on his tree, as we learned in this Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And then that's number one. Number two is Vitosefes habikurim. Then you have the additional bikurim, other fruits that he adds along at the time of when he's harvesting the fruits, when the owner's picking the bikurim that he had already designated, he sometimes adds a few more fruits that he wants to put into the basket. Those are not the original bikurim, but those are additional bikurim. And then you have the third level of bikurim, the lowest level, which is the itur habikurim. You have the decorative bikurim, those fruits that are being used to decorate the baskets, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes, and even a little bit in Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel. So now the halacha is that when it comes to either Tosefes Bikurim, these additional Bikurim, or the Itur Bikurim, the decorative Bikurim, the halacha is that they also must be given to a Kohen who has to eat them in Yerushalayim. You can't just, say, here's the basket of the actual Bikurim, I'm going to take the rest home. Whatever you're using for the Bikurim, whether it's decorative or whether it's additional, you must bring them to the Kohen for him to eat. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us a few other halachos that apply to these types of Bikurim as well. Says the Mishnah, Tosefes ha-bikurim min bemino. The additional bikurim that you're going to throw in there at the time of harvesting must be the same type of fruit as the actual bikurim. So if the fruit that you're bringing are figs or grapes, so the additional bikurim that you throw in there must also be figs or grapes. Must be the exact same type of bikurim. However, says the Mishnah, v'itur ha-bikurim min b'she'eino mino. But the decorative bikurim that are used may be from a different type. They don't have to be from the same bikurim. You could be decorating with other of the shivas haminim, but it doesn't have to be the exact type of fruit that you designated in your basket. Continuing now, Tosefes ha-bikurim ne'echeles b'tahara. The additional bikurim that you throw in there must be eaten in a state of purity, in a state of tahara, meaning to say, both the person bringing it and the person eating them must be tahor, must be pure. And the same is true certainly when it comes to vitur bikurim as well. When it comes to the decorative bikurim as well, it must be that both the people that are bringing and the kohen that are going to be eating them are pure. And then continuing the Mishnah, one difference between them, upetura min hademai, that the additional bikurim, the tosefes bikurim, are exempt from the halacha of demai. Again, demai is when you have fruits that are being brought from someone who's an am haaretz, who doesn't necessarily have trustworthiness to separate the trumos and maestros in the appropriate way. Therefore, when it comes to these tosefes bikurim, these additional bikurim, a kohen who receives them from an am haaretz does not have to separate maestros from them anymore, because at the end of the day, they're exempt from the halachos of demai. However, ve'itur habikurim chayev b'demai. But these decorative bikurim that are being put around the baskets are obligated in demai. Therefore, if a kohen receives these decorative bikurim from an am ha'aretz, someone who's not trustworthy to separate the maestros properly, he must separate the maestros before eating them. Quick review, Paragimel Mishnah Tes, Torasei Machlokes, between Rav Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva regarding whether you can decorate the baskets with the fruits that are not from the Shiva Saminim. Rav Shimon ben Anas said that you can. Rabbi Akiva said that you cannot. They must be from the Shiva Saminim. And as Bar Tanur points out, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And then Paragimel Mishnah Yud taught us that there are three levels of Bikurim. Number one are the actual Bikurim that you designate when you see that they emerge on the tree. Number three are the Tosefes Bikurim, those that you add in at the time of picking and harvesting. And number three are the decorative bikurim that you're going to just put around the basket itself. And then the mission teaches us that when it comes to Tosefes Bikurim, you can only add Tosefes Bikurim, you can only add in more fruits that are the exact same type of fruit as what you were designated as Bikurim, as opposed to Vitor, as opposed to the Itor Bikurim, the decorative Bikurim, which you can even put around the basket if they are not the exact type of fruit that you're designated as Bikurim. Then the Mishnah said that when it comes to Tosefes Bikurim, they can be eaten, they must be eaten in a state of Tahara, and they're putter from demai, that if a kohen receives them, he doesn't have to separate maaser from them, even if they came from an am ha'aretz. But when it comes to ve'itur bikurim, they're obligated in separating demai. So if a kohen were to receive them from an am ha'aretz, he would have to separate maaser. But both tosefes bikurim and itur bikurim, both need to be separated. Both are need to be eaten in a state of tahar. The only differences are they obligated in demai or not. Have a great day.